This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a really interesting interview that you did earlier with Brent. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, Brent, he's part of the Speakers Bank at Enecto, which is a great initiative where not just people with disabilities, but although there are a lot of people with disabilities on the books, but people from all walks of life go to different organisations and tell their story and try and educate people, I guess, and take a lot of the myth and fear out of some of the differences out there in our community.
Try and raise the empathy level and the understanding level.
Some understanding.
Yeah, not everyone's the same.
Yeah, Brent was nice enough to come into the studio a while back, and here's my chat with him. Brent, and we're going to have a chat about a great Enecto initiative called the Speakers Bank. Welcome, Brent. Thank you for joining us. What motivated you to join Speakers Bank?
I was sitting on a board at the time called Brain Injury Matters, which is known as BIM as well, and it's a self-advocacy unit for people with ABI, and they let me know about Speakers Bank, people with disabilities, and because I'd just sort of started my own business in speaking. I got alerted to the fact that it's people with disabilities can have an sort of help with their speaking, so I sort of joined up with Speakers Bank then. And yeah, I did a few talks and got my own talks at the moment, so it's all good.
What kind of things do you talk about?
My talk is I've got two particular talks I do. They're about life choices, how I made a few bad choices to have a serious accident. Yeah, so it's all about binge drinking and that sort of thing and how I got my brain injury.
You tell your life story as a way to be a bit of a lesson to others, I guess?
Yeah, it's more like I'll talk about, obviously, life choices, how I made a few bad choices with drinking alcohol to have a serious accident which left me with a brain injury. And I sort of warn everyone to be smarter about the choices they make. Think about the consequences which can happen, which I didn't do, and be a better friend. I didn't have the good friends at the time of my accident.
So have you had some feedback from people when you've been speaking?
They ask questions for about half an hour after I finish talking. So it tells me they're engaged with what I'm saying. And I try to be a little bit funny as well, which is good.
Yeah, that's always good, isn't it?
They said that it tells you're engaged when they start laughing.
Humour, I think, is one of the great levelers, especially when, you know, we can be a bit different and people aren't always sure how to approach that. So I think humour is a very important tool, and I'm glad that I'm not the only one that employs it, because I think it's a great tool to have. If other people were thinking about joining Speakers Bank, what advice would you have for them?
Speakers Bank is about speaking, obviously, so I would work out a message that you're trying to deliver before you, as you're talking to Speakers Bank, because you've got to deliver a message, and my message is about life choices. So I've got an audience around older teenagers and also about year 8 onwards, and I'm speaking to adults at the moment, long-term unemployed. So my advice would be to find out what message you're trying to deliver when you're doing your talks.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting, because it always is always good to have a clear idea about what you want to talk about.
And obviously you got an audience, so you got to, obviously it's all about money. Everyone thinks about money, so because I just not doing it for money. I'm doing it for bettering my speaking. You're trying to become that perfect speaker, but obviously that'll never happen. No one's perfect.
No, perfection doesn't really exist, does
that's
it?
Right, yeah.
We all live around the fringes and do a great job trying to get there, I think.
That's right.
What do you hope to do with the Speakers Bank in the future?
With the Speakers Bank, trying to get, I've come into a number of people over the last few years that have got disabilities themselves, and they're doing speaking as well. So I try and link them up with Mimi, who actually runs it at the moment.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, and ran into a guy about 3 or 4 years ago. Was making a bomb with friends, and it went off. It blew off his legs and fingers, and he's actually doing speaking at the Royal Melbourne Hospital with me for the party program. PARTY stands for Parental Alcohol Risk Trauma in Youth.
Oh, wow.
And so I speak there a fair bit, but he was there and he wants to get into speaking and he's only just started. So I got him in contact with Mimi and there's been a couple of others in the same sort of...
Yeah, and that sounds like fascinating work. Yeah,
and because Speakers Bank did so much for me when I first started speaking and got me out there and sort of into it. And if you've got a disability, obviously, it's a good way to get into the community of speaking and to further your own knowledge.
It is indeed, yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Brent. I do appreciate it. And we will put the links on our Absolutely Everybody Facebook page and indeed the Joy website and Anecdo's page as well. So if you want to find out more about Speakers Bank, all you have to do is follow the links or put it in Google.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.